evening glory. Hallelujah to you. What the heck's your story and what's going through you? This is the glorified version of a Bass Fishing Talk Show. Give it up for yourself, Bass Galaxy. Hello. Yes. On a special Friday night edition of Stray Cast, I've been practicing karate all day to limber up for this one. I'm your host, Pat Renwick, and sitting right over here across from me, the one and only, my cohort, partner in crime in this deal right tonight, Ryan Popcorn Whitaker. How you doing?
Hi.
What's up, Popcorn?
I'm great. How are you, Pat?
Fresh off of his first solo show ever.
Yeah.
First solo show ever. Good job with the Charlie Hartley show.
Thank you. Charlie makes interviews easy.
He does. He made for a heck of a podcast.
It was fun. Welcome back.
Yeah. Well, thanks. It's good to be back. That's for sure. Tonight we got a wing danger, as they would say in the biz, worked up. We have the youngest Bassmaster Elite Series champion ever to walk through the stage and collect an old blue. That's Trey McKinney coming on the show tonight. Give it up for Trey.
Right.
And then we have coming on simultaneously together. That will be Kyle Patrick and Bobby B, Bassmaster Elite Series rookies. That we'll have them all on together for a little powwow for a while and talk some straight up bassin. Speaking of straight up bassin, you know who's the most bassiest producer in the whole gosh dang Bass Galaxy?
I do. Do you?
Yeah, I do. Do. Do you? Do you? Do. Do.
I do. Do you?
The one and only, red on the head, like a producer should be. It's Andrew Ellenberger. He's a ginger ninja. Ninji.
How you doing?
What's going on? This is a special Friday night edition of Stray Cast. How you feel there at the office? Where are you at? We can't hear you. Ginji, you unmute you.
There we go. How about that?
Oh, there you are. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Andrew Ellenberger. So we're having a special edition tonight of Stray Cast on a Friday night because both of you guys, Popcorn and you, Andy, were going to a big derb on the G-ville. Popcorn, his boat's not ready, so Popcorn's not heading out to that. But you, Andy, you're sharpening hooks. You're spooling line. You're getting ready to go to the old G-ville derb for USA Bassin, aren't you?
Your English choice, I think.
English choice it is. Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, but, not that it matters.
Yeah. Say, well, yeah. It's a cool deal you got going. Yeah, at Gunnersville. And I know you're excited. You get to go bass fishing, Andy.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. Just getting out.
So
long winter.
So, Andy, let's just pretend you won the tournament. Okay. Let's creatively visualize this. And what would be your Mercury move of the day that won the tournament for you at Gunnersville, Andy?
I think they're going to be spawning, unfortunately. So,
it was your Mercury that got you across the lake over into that
up
spawn.
And down. Yeah, all up and down that lake.
And that was your Mercury move.
Never had a problem. All
never
up
had and a problem. Andy ends up winner. Congratulations on your victory at Lake Connersville. Best damn producer in the business. Right on the head, like a producer should be. See how we creatively visualized all that right there.
Yeah. Enjoy.
That's handy. He booted out of there quick. You see how he did that? You know who my favorite hosts in all of podcasting are? My favorite hosts ever in all of podcasting. That's Choder and Jamie Bruce. Brad Leitner and Jamie Bruce, hosts of Into the Great Wide Opens. That's right. Available right here on the Stray Cast Network. Check those guys out wherever you listen to podcasts, wherever you pod out. You know what I mean? Whoever you pot out. And again, Ryan, please check out the Charlie Hartley episode where Ryan Whitaker did his first solo show ever. It's like a solo album that went well, Phil Collins. You know what I mean? You did really good.
Ryan. Back from behind the drum set.
Good luck to everybody in the EQs tomorrow on Championship Sabado. Out there tomorrow on the
they?
They're in Santee Coopers.
Santee Coopers.
Yeah, it escaped me for a minute. Marion and Moultrie. Just got back from the BASS Texas Louisiana swing, and man, thank you to Bassmaster. I'm enjoying my new position so far. So thank you everyone at Bassmaster for being hella cool. Thank you for that. That was awesome. If you have not taken the opportunity to check out the Bassmaster Marshall program, do so at Bassmaster.com. And also, while you're there, check out Chat with Pat on Bassmaster.com and the videos of Days on the Lake that are there for the days I had with the anglers during the Marshall program. So check it out on Bassmaster.
It's been great stuff, Pat, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Andy. Yes. Thank you. I had fun, if you couldn't tell.
I like the scramble out of the boat at the weigh-in, though. That was
felt so rock and roll.
Yeah, the train heist.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like when David Lee Roth was you know doing cartwheels by Eddie. That's kind of how I felt, but not as exuberant. If that makes any sense.
It was good.
But thanks, Bassmaster, for a good dang time. Hey Andy, you got any live read type music like they do on these fancy pants stuff? You know what I mean? What do we got here? All right. Hey, you know popcorn?
Yes.
I don't like shopping unless it's for bass fishing stuff. Like I hate shopping. I hate going to the unless it's going to Dollar General.
Dollar General
and Scrack and Van Til's. Well, I forage every day. I gather and hunt is what I do.
One must forage.
Yes, like a true woodsman would. But, you know, I only like shopping for fishing stuff. And of course, our preferred shopping stop for bass and equipment is where, Ryan?
Are you talking about Omnia Fishing?
I'm talking about OmniaFishing.com.
What a coincidence.
That's right, Ryan. Well, they got some cool stuff. Speaking of the elites going on at Omnia.
Yeah. Speaking of the elites, they have an awesome deal going on. They're giving away 3K in rods, reels, and baits packed for each stop in the Elite Series.
Oh, yikes.
So just head over to OmniaFishing.com. You can sign up. There's a link in their Instagram bio. I assume Facebook, too. But you can get there from there. Go sign up. They're giving them away for each stop of the Elite Series.
Okay. OmniaFishing.com, a chance to win. So with $3,000 for each 3K. Stop, so 9 times 3 is $27 million worth of tackle?
That's correct. Yeah,
okay.
3.2.
With sharks with laser beams. Yes. That's a big deal. OmniaFishing.com. And while you're there, don't forget to download the app. You know what I mean?
Truth.
You know what I mean?
Get the app.
Word to the app.
Yes, sir.
Hey, while you're shopping, I got to give everybody a sneak. Now, we're not supposed to talk about this. John Cox, I promised John Cox I wouldn't talk about this. We talked about the Cox side on last show. But there's a trailer right now getting thrown behind slobber knockers and bladed slobsgernoskers. What's a slobsgernosker? A slobber knockers and bladed jigs. Say that 10 times fast. Mm. And you know how the ghost red Fritz side is so hot like Hansel right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From Zoolander. Mm-hmm. Well, the ghost red stinger trailer for your bladed jigs, I gave it away.
Stinger.
The stinger. I gave it away. It's Honeycomb Technology by Kyle Peterson at Berkeley Fishing. And the stinger in ghost red shad is the most amazing early season. I'll probably work golf season, but I only throw it when it's cold. But that's the deal. Ghost red shad. Okay. Moving right along. I'm getting the move along deal. You see that signal right there? That means, Pat, move along.
You getting the light?
Hey, what do you got over there that's super sharp on your desk besides your Zebco Delier? What do you got?
Never ask. I have my...
Careful with that.
Gas station pump. Chicago gas station pump security device.
Yes,
it
is.
M1 capper.
It's the M1 capper. That's your EDC.
That's right.
That's your everyday carry. That is the M1 capper by White River Knives. And I happen to have my Southside Chicago gas station pump defense deal and also home kitchen chopping utensil and a combo fillet knife and get me out of the woods safely knife. And that is the White River Knives Hunter. Available now, whiteriverknives.com/stray. Look at that, Ryan. We'll have a knife fight later. We should bring these to a gunfight. You know what I mean? Hey, where's our gypsy? Do we got a gypsy?
Hey, before.
We're doing stuff with the gypsy. You don't matter.
I just wanted to remind everybody about the Impulse Tournament Rewards Program. If you're not signed up, derb season's getting it's going.
Okay.
If you got impulses, if you get impulses, go on Impulse. Lithium.com and sign up and you can win $500 for any win in qualified events.
Excellent. So bonus bucks from Impulse, and you might as well be impulsive about everything in bass fishing.
Yes.
That's the key to everything.
Sorry to ruin your intro, Luke.
No, it was actually very great, because this man right here is the one and only impulsive lord of the whiskey. It's the Whiskey Gypsy. Right.
What's going
there.
On?
Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey's own Luke Foley. How you doing, bud? Okay. Friday edition.
Yeah, I know. You like got it? The days thrown off. How is everyone?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm going fishing in the morning, so I'm...
So you got a young fashion instead of an old fashion, right?
Exactly.
Okay, exactly. I get it. That'll get you up earlier. Just don't drink the old fashions. Drink the young fashions.
No, I'm one and done tonight. I'm not screwing around. I got to get out there early tomorrow.
You got a derb tomorrow?
No, I'm just messing around.
Oh, you're just going bassing?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Ohio River?
No, God, no.
You going to catch Indiana State smallmouth?
No, I'm going to Geist tomorrow.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. You got a good chance there.
Yeah, they grow good there. So.
You know who you should go to Geist with? Billy McDonald.
Yeah.
I love
Billy. He's on the road.
You got to get Billy Mack on the show soon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Your old Indiana cohort there.
Yep. I got some booze for Billy. I got to get to him.
Boozeforbilly.com. It's
mm-hmm.
a...
Billy.
It's like 1-877 cars for kids, but
there you go.
You know,
I mean? but not.
Hey, Foles, it's great to see you back. I missed you. Popcorn did a great job, didn't he, on his solo tour show?
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did.
I thought it was amazing sauce.
Had some great guests. It was good to see Charlie Hartley. And
heck yeah, man.
Yeah.
And Foles, for those that don't know, you come on this show every week and give the Bass Galaxy what we like to call the Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey Word of the Week. And whenever you hear this word, you take a little sippy of whatever it may be in your cup. It could be some cafe con leche. It could be a nice cold Coca-Cola. Or, of course, a Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey. And when you take a drink, you got to drink responsibly. Remember that, Bass Galaxy. And Luke Foley, can you please give us the Tin Cup Whiskey Word of the Week?
Well, I think with the crew that you're having on tonight, why don't we just go with Rookie?
Rookie.
That's a good
wrote
one.
It down.
Ryan wrote it down. This is like a game show. Ryan. Ryan wrote Rookie.
Hey, Ryan, why you got your pen and your pad and paper out? Let me give you my address so you can send me some of those jigs of yours. Huh?
Oh, that's right. I remember this.
Social security number.
You got to get it to Gingy. You got to get a pile of jigs to Gingy and a pile of jigs to Foley. Two piles. That's those piles.
We're so glad you're back.
We just ordered a giant pile.
There's a whole pile of tightrope jigs coming in at tightropefishing.com.
They're coming.
Tightropefishing.com. Pew! Is that how it goes? Holy, so the word of the week is Rookie. And when you hear that word Rookie, you take a sippy, and again, sip responsibly. And of course, Luke Foley is calling you off work. Even though he's bassing tomorrow, it's a Saturday special edition. He agreed to this. It's what you got yourself into, Foley. It's what you got yourself into. You got to call the peeps off. Oh, my gosh. You know what? We didn't even do the dadgum like and share.
No, we didn't.
Tonight. We are really amiss right now. Holy
cow. We've been off for a couple weeks, Pat.
I know. And everything was jingle, jangle, jingling with Spurs and Texas and all kinds of stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Rock and Shoal Fantasy on the chat board. Give it up for Rock and Shoal Fantasy. He's chatting it, running that chat board. Field your questions to Rock and Shoal Fantasy, and Ryan will answer all those. But here's the deal. On the Stray Cast show, every time it's a party, and we like to give stuff away to help the party out because we're good hosts. Right? That's what we do. So tonight, there's not one. There's not two, but you know what? Because I'm back in town.
Six?
There's three of them. There's three like a share contest tonight. Here's the one. Of course. Foley, get ready. This is a Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey box of fun right to your door. All you got to do is like and share the live Facebook feed. Take it off private so we can put you in the randomizer to win. Like and share the live Facebook feed. 10 cup whiskey box of fun to the door. Compliments of Luke Foley. Here's the next one. It is a pair of Waterland sunglasses. That's right. Waterland sunglasses are your choice. Like and share the live Facebook feed. Next, last but not least, to celebrate Trey McKinney's victory on the anniversary of the Power Pole Move trolling motor, Power Pole is giving away a dun, dun, dun. Nope, not a Move trolling motor. I'm sorry, they're not giving away a Move trolling motor, but they're giving away a Power Pole swag package of cool Power Pole apparel and accessories. So there it is. Like and share the live Facebook feed for your chance to win 10 cup whiskey box of fun, the Power Pole swag satchel, and or a pair of Waterland sunglasses. Three different opportunities. That easy. The magic happens here. It's the magic.
I'm holding out for the Waterland windshield.
The whole Waterland windshield would be nice if I had that. The way the lenses look, life would be look so cool.
It would.
There are Waterland sunglasses entire windshield. It would be all right. Hey, let's get this show on the road and bring champ Trey McKinney aboard. So ask Galaxy, put those power. You good, Foley?
I'm good.
Everything good?
You ready to have a good time?
You ready to have a good time?
He's no rookie.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. First rookie. Cheers. Right. Hey, put the power poles down, Bass Galaxy. Don't you go nowhere. When we come back, it's the youngest angler to ever hoist an Old Blue, Trey McKinney.
There's a moment when you're faced with a challenge, and just solving the problem isn't good enough. Even if that means breaking the rules and shredding apart conventional ways of thinking. All in the name of creating something truly remarkable. With this much control at its command, we didn't stop with just one. We created two incredible trolling motors. Introducing the new Power Pole Move Brushless Trolling Motor.
This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin cup whiskey. Mountain whiskey.
That's a pretty good one.
Based in Chicago, Illinois, Tightrope Fishing has been designing and producing high-quality tackle for over a decade. Creators of the Baby Firework Super Jig, Bite Getter Spinnerbait, and more, Tightrope products are made by actual bass anglers that understand the need for tested and proven baits that catch fish. Tightrope products are available at TightropeFishing.com and your favorite online tackle retailers.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the glorified version of a Bass Fishing Talk Show. Make no mistakes about it. I'm your host, Pat Renwick. And right now, we are stoked to bring to you the one and only, the youngest angler to ever win Old Blue. Against all odds, this young man has persevered so far in his career to come out on top. Ladies and gentlemen, Bass Galaxy, we bring to you Bassmaster Elite Series champion, Trey McKinney. Give it up for Trey McKinney. What's going on, bud?
What's up?
Good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm out here in Florida, and I'm like red. You know,
are you roasting up?
But I got burnt to a crisp today, so we're going to try to recover without a hot shower tonight.
There you go. Or take that nice cold shower, get that sting right away.
Yeah.
And then get it out. That's the key to it. Wait for the morning for that. You know what I mean? But hey, bud, congratulations on your amazing triumph. I mean, wow. What else can we say? But wow. Congratulations, dude.
Domination.
Yeah.
I
mean, really, really cool. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of it hasn't even set in with you yet. It's like, okay, I win the derb. Now, boom, on the road and back practicing for another derb. Crazy.
Yes, sir.
Crazy, right? You're spinning. Oh, look, he's like a bobblehead right now. He's still going. Your head's just going up and down. You're so all you got on the mind is bassin, and we love that about you. I'm going to ask you a couple basic questions. Okay. Sure. Let's just start it like this before we get, you've been doing a million of these shows. All right. So we're going to make this as painless for you as possible, Trey.
All right.
We appreciate you, man. So why do you love bass fishing so much, Trey McKinney? Why do you love it so much? What is it?
It's a challenge. You know, I mean, it's something in its natural habitat. You're going to go out there with a plastic worm, trying to get him and fool him into biting. You know, it's a pretty unbelievable thing we do. I mean, it's anything. It's like hunting. That's why I love hunting so much. That's why I like fishing so much. It's a challenge. It's a trick something in its natural habitat, you know, to just be able, honestly, just to trick it into biting and then going for size and then targeting stuff like this. There's so many different ways that you can kind of target fish. You can look for fish. So many different patterns, you know. It's kind of a... It's always a game, you know, you always have a challenge right around the corner and you got to figure out how to, I guess, how are you going to go upon? How are you going to go past this? How are you going to conquer this? And it all depends. Fishing's a chess game. Whoever makes the right moves at the end of the day is going to be up at top, you know? So that's where I like it, is just because it's a challenge. It's always changing daily conditions. You know, sure, they might be wanting one way and then all of a sudden a front blows through and it completely changes. And the accomplishment of being able to change with it, it is huge. I feel like that's why a lot of us do it, you know, just being able to adjust little nuances and just, you know, maybe just a little change will get you two or three extra bites. And that's what I really like about it.
Enables you to capitalize. And here's my favorite part about what you said. And you said, I like to trick them. And I'm going to be honest with you. That was the answer I was hoping to get. And it's just something that goes back to what I used to hear Denny Brower say when I was a kid, putting the puzzle together and tricking the fish. That's really it, isn't it? It's the ability to just be kind of like a rascally rabbit and trick some biggins. You know what I'm saying, man? It's not too... Do you love bass fishing now more now that you've won a blue trophy?
I tell you what, that's a good thing. A lot of people think that I fish throughout the whole off season, everything else like that, and I really don't. That's the whole thing to me, is to be hungry for it. So for me to fish all season, every day, 365 days a year, I'm not going to wake up with that fire underneath me like I would after duck season, after deer season. You know, I go 60 days of hunting, recouping, kind of a mental reset, perfect right there, not a thought about fishing, you know, maybe a little bit on the business aspect of it, but just going out there with your buddies, having fun for 60 days, getting a clear mind, not really thinking about it. And when I start back, I mean, I hunt every day I can. When I start back fishing, I get that first bite and it lights that fire. And it stays lit, you know. So that's kind of my way of looking at it. You know, it's kind of a mental reset. And when I go out there, I'm hungry for it. I'm looking for that next bite. I'm looking, where else can I trick one? You know, that's kind of my way of looking at it. If I'm not hungry like that, I'm not going to be as successful as I would be if I was just going out there, here we go, another day of fishing. You know, that's when it gets to that, it becomes, you know, some people want to think of it as work. When I have that day off limits, that reset, it's never a day of work. You know, it's just another day in the office, going out there, figuring them out, tricking them, and whatever they, and I have to, you know, throw at them. You know, I love it.
So, interesting. So. Yeah. It's because here's what I'm seeing with a lot of anglers, and I feel that you're practicing it right now and might not even be aware of it. So I found it was interesting that you say you take 2 months out to decompress. That's pretty interesting to correlate with this theory. But a lot of you rookies right now do nothing but bass fish.
Yep.
That's it. Like, for example, okay, you take those 2 months off, but 10 months you're bassing, right? And what you're able to do, a young man in your position, is a version or a form of what Rick Klun calls total immersion. Are you familiar with that principle of Rick Klun's total immersion?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, what that is, it's real simple, Trey. It means that everything you do is Bassin.
Yep.
From the second you get up till the second you go to sleep. It's Bassin and having to do with Bassin and make you a better bass fisherman and ultimately to win. All right. And it's also combined with creative visualization. Do you know what creative visualization is?
I'll have you enlighten me.
Okay. Creative visualization means this is what's going to happen to me. With the best of my abilities and help from the Lord above, I am going to make this happen. Like Roland Martin used to do it with creatively visualizing a bass next to every stump. Okay. Until he would finally trick one. Rick Klun would creatively visualize victories, or success. And, I see you kids doing this. And it's that you have the opportunities. Do you realize now that I say this, that you're actually doing that?
I'll tell you what, that's a hard thing to grasp as well. But, you know, it is, you know, we go out there and we focus on that one thing. And that's everybody's goal, is trying to make it happen. And, you know, if the Lord has it in my path, I mean, that's what I'm going to be doing from here on out, is every day I wake up, every day I go to sleep, I got one thing on the mind, you know, so I do get that.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I know you're only a 19-year-old angler, but you have accomplished a major accomplishment right now. But this is a little bit maybe of the mental game of bass fishing. You know, it's a whole, like all these different concepts, you eventually will begin to grasp, whether it's intentional or unintentional, because Ryan and I were kind of talking about it. It's like, we think you may have been formed to be the perfect bass fisherman. You may be. We're not sure if you're from this planet or not.
I hid my spaceship in the barn. And I wouldn't go in there.
I mean, you kind of, you seem, and I mean no disrespect by this, Trey, you seem groomed to be a Bassin man. I mean, like, there's one purpose for Trey McKinney, and that's to catch fish and to find success in professional fishing. It really does. It seems like the purpose. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, hey, the Lord says, and he's got a path for me. I feel like that's another way that's for through me and my success. I feel like that's another way for me to be able to broadcast and be able to glorify him and show people the path that I'm following, you know, show everybody else the word. And I feel like that's, you know, we don't take nothing with us, you know, unfortunately. I mean, no matter what we have at the end, it's going to stay here. And that's the pretty cool part about the Lord is kind of like through my victory, through the success I'm having, everything else like that, I feel like it's a way that I can reach more people with that. And that's a pretty cool way. That's the best way I can think about it, you know, from that aspect, from the Lord. So hopefully, you know, if it's in his path for me to keep being successful, you know, my following is going to slowly grow, and that's just more people I can reach, you know, and show them maybe a light, show them the Lord or the way I think about things on it.
Well, it's a good platform for you to do that. That's for sure. But okay, I got a message here from the guys at Power Pull. First off, and they want to congratulate you on your victory, of course, and on the anniversary of the Power Pole Move trolling motor. So that's a pretty big deal. Congratulations on that. And Power Pole's giving away a little swag deal tonight. If you don't know, like and share the live Facebook feed, and maybe Trey will even throw something in there. We'll find out. Absolutely. Something special from Power Pole. Hey, now I know you've been talking all week on a bunch of these shows and talking about your victory and breaking it down and step by step and all that good stuff, right? But we're going to make it real easy. On Straycast, we do a thing called Victory in a Nutshell. You ever been in a nutshell before? Have you? This is Trey in a nutshell. You ever see Austin? All right, that's what that is. But anyway, we're going to give you some keywords or phrases. And then you just tell us how it relates to your victory. Okay. You can kind of just bust it out, whatever pops in your head.
All right. So, Andy, you got any victory in a nutshell music? You got Austin Powers? He does. It is. Listen. All right. There we go. Hey, all right. So victory in a nutshell, your Lake Fork victory, bar none, an amazing accomplishment. Relating to practice, okay, focused on areas where I could find groups of good ones and maybe not just necessarily one big one. And I'd take that area, break it apart. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Absolutely. So basically on that right there is, and that's basically what I'm looking for. Okay. So that's your whole goal. And that's my thing about ratio. Math comes into it. Unfortunately, I'm not very good at it, but it comes into it. So another thing, like you get in an area that maybe not have as many and you catch, let's just say one out of three. Okay. So one out of three is not bad. You know, it's a great area. You know, you got quite a few fish in there, but the bad thing is if a front comes through, what if those fish get tougher? Okay. So now you're zero for three. All right. So now we're seeing less bass. It's not going as well. When you find an area that's got a lot of them bass, maybe you're one for five now. So the more bass you see, the better ratio you have of getting them to bite. So that's kind of my goal, is get in as many fish as I can, the best size, quality, quantity, everything in one little area. And that's when I can break it down real nice, basically. I mean, when the cold front comes out, I can pull out, find those fish that's maybe out there. Maybe one out of three will bite. As long as I keep seeing fish, I always have that, you know, a chance. So that's basically a part for me, is I'll find an area that's got everything. So it's got shallow, it's got spawning. And then in between, okay, what are they going to do? How are they going to get there? That's always the key spot sometimes, because usually they'll hang up a little bit before they go up there. And a lot of times you can catch a lot of those fish sometimes. So that the place I was fishing, you know, had the shallow water spawning, standing timber all the way out to 20 foot. So that's a lot of gap in between there. They can kind of stop, hesitate, go up there, move around however they want. But when that cold front come through, they slid out in the middle of this grain way out there. And I was lucky enough to kind of think about it. I was like, you know, if I was a bass, there's a bunch of pressure. Everybody's going down through here, throwing at every tree. Where would I be? You know, where would I be? Would I be sitting on this tree? Probably not. You know, I can see 1,000 megabass jerkbaits. They're probably like, dude, that was so last week. You know, like they've seen so many baits. And so I was able to kind of pull out with them way out there in the middle and target some of those fish that wasn't getting as pressured. So that was a big key as well.
Okay. I like it. And again, I heard you say you were focusing on north-facing pockets.
Hold on a minute. And that's what I was. Okay. So basically what happened is it really kind of clicked. I was like, you know, Trey, what are we doing here? I'm going to look at my wave point. So I was studying. I'm like, wait a minute. Why are they all on this side of the lake? You know, like, what's going on with that? And I got to looking at it, and I'm like, every pocket is north facing. So I was like, okay, maybe that's just, you know, maybe it's just a weird thing. And I went and hit another one. I'm like, oh, that's a 7-pounder. That's nice. And I was like, wow, like, this actually might work, you know? And all of a sudden, it's just like, duh, you know? Like, it was crazy how it just kind of clicked. And I was running those little pockets like that. See, the wind, any kind of little valley, wind break from the north, anything like that, that water don't get moved as much, and that north wind can't come there. It can't push in there. So the water was probably, I want to say, 5 degrees warmer on average. So a lot of them fish would move up in those pockets at least a week or two earlier. You know, not a week or two, just depending on the conditions, but very substantially earlier. And that's what I was finding, you know. If I wanted to catch fish that was later, I would go to the other side, the south side. I would go out there where the north wind can hit it, and they'll be like 52, 53, so they'd still be out there. When I switched the other side, I was like, where are these fish at? Like, they've disappeared.
Why are you so smart? Why, you're only 19. Why are you so dang smart?
That's what I want to know.
How does a 19-year-old bass fisherman know that?
I think he's just looking for a new clothing sponsor here with the North Face.
Yeah. Right. There it is. Hey, I mean, here's what else. The victory in a nutshell. You chose bait and tackle that you were comfortable and confident in. Tell us about that. Real simple approach to the victory, bud.
It was, and that's kind of what I think about it. Confidence is key for me. I mean, that's basically, I need to get a shirt that says confidence is key, because it really is, you know? Like, I mean, when I throw in something, I've caught one fish on, everybody says it's the deal and all this stuff. You know, I'm just out there throwing and cranking and winding. You know, I don't know when my next bite is. Hopefully it's soon, maybe not, you know? But when I pick up something, I caught so many fish on, I got confidence on it. I'm on key every time I cast it, because I know what can happen with that bait. I know they bite it, you know, and I got confidence when I put it by one, I can get a bite. So that's what I kind of limited it to, about my three baits. I had my jerk bait, and I had my Z2 from Strike King. And then I also had my Ocho. And my Ochos, that's a great bait. Anybody knows, Wag Rig, Senko, always get it done usually. But yeah, that was basically it. I had my four baits, actually. I always got to have my jig on. And I did catch one big one on it. It's just that thing has got me here. I've caught so many fish, so many different places on that little thing. And it's a big key, you know, having your baits that you know they'll bite. And then you got to expand on that. You got to go find fish that will bite that and kind of, you know, fit your groove. That's what I call it. Instead of trying to do somebody else's deal, you know, try to do yours. See if it happens. Give you a few hours, maybe a few days sometimes. And that's what really takes me. I usually can go out trying to find my own niche. You know, that was a really important thing this tournament.
I like it, man. I like it.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong here, but when you're talking about maybe trying to follow the pattern of what everybody else is doing, or somebody tells you, you know, another competitor tells you they're hitting this jerk bait, whatever, I feel like the time limit on confidence is so much shorter. It's like, if you throw that thing out there 10 times and don't catch one, you're like, I don't know. They said they're biting this thing. I expect to get a bite every cast.
Back
to my thing.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah,
exactly. Hey, all that confidence resulted in 130.15, bud. Century clubbing and a 6.5 pound average for each fish. That's silly talk.
Insane.
That's silly, bud.
It was crazy. I mean, you know, like minnows up where we live, you know, Illinois, yeah. I'm like, I got flipping 4 pounders, huge. You know, that's a kicker.
Yeah, I got a 4 pounder from Shelbyville mounted on the wall downstairs, buddy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Just to like go out there and see that quality and catch them. It was on every time I swung the whip, I was like, oh my gosh, 10 pounder. You know, yeah. Like I was like, you know, that's what it felt like coming from Illinois. Every time I hooked one, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is hurt. You know, like it's crazy. And just to experience that. And you know, that's a lifetime deal. And it was amazing.
They're all wrist hurters. Every one of them you set the hook on hurts your wrist. Every one of them. I mean, that's what it's like. Hey, give me a word that describes this. A word or a sentence, all right? The youngest angler ever to win a Bassmaster Elite Series trophy.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That's what I'm going to go with. You know, I'm just, I don't really know why he showed me favor as much as he has, but you know, it's unbelievable.
Dude. Amazing. Amazing accomplishment. I mean, wow. Good stuff. Now, all you rookies are making waves right now. You ever see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? It's an awesome movie. Yo, this is Dawn of the Planet of the Rookies going on right now. And you know Kyle Patrick? You know that kid?
I do. You know, I've heard the name. You know, I talked to him.
Yeah, he's a rookie. You know Bobby G? The notorious Bobby G?
I like him.
Bobby G's a gangster. You know what I mean? Well, we got. Exactly. You want to hang out with those guys for a little bit?
You know, I think I will.
Let's have a Friday night party. What do you say?
I'll say it.
Hey, let's do it. Andy, how we doing back there? I think it's, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only. It's KG Pizzle. There he is, right there.
KG Pizzle in the house.
Yeah, he is. Look at that, Trey. You know this kid. He's got himself a Jersey Shore beard, too. 5 o'clock shadow. Jim Tan Laundry, bud.
Pat. How we living, Pat?
Welcome to Stray Cast. I'm happy to have you here.
Man, it's great to be here. And, you know, I was just sitting on my couch literally 25 seconds ago watching the one and only Trey McKinney. And I was like, I should probably sit down, hit it on, and then boom, I was introduced. It was a weird situation that just went down.
Everything happens for a reason.
Right. Now I'm in the show. And Trey, again, dude, big congrats, man. It's pretty crazy. It really is. You should be proud of yourself.
Amazing. You guys, and you too. I mean, Century Clubber yourself, Kyle Patrick. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too shabby.
100 pounds of bass.
100 pounds is 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Where's Bobby G? What's he doing? Is he
cleaning
his sock drawer?
Where's the Ghee Man? I want the Ghee Man in here.
Yeah. Barbara McGee. Where's he? I don't know. He was having horrible internet or whatever later, and I don't know what he's...
He'll be here in a minute. I'll let you know.
Okay. Oh, he is coming.
I love when the Ghee Man gets fired up when he catches a fish. Let's go.
Yeah.
Freaking go.
Ladies and gentlemen, speak of El Diablo, it's the one and only Bobby G. Welcome to
Let's
the big
freaking
show.
Go.
Let's freaking go.
I got to tell you, Trey. Now this is a time now, right? We got your boys together here. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's we're about to have some fun. And Bobby G, congratulations on your fourth place finish as a rookie. Your first event ever. At Toledo Bend. Hell yeah.
Appreciate it.
That's how you bass fish and derb. That's how you derb. Internet high five. All right, Bobby. Internet high five. There it is.
Yes, sir.
Right there. And, you know, you kind of got forked. I don't know what else to tell you.
Definitely got forked.
Dude, you caught him day two, too.
Day two, we shared a boat together, and I brought some mojo.
Yeah, you brought the juju.
For sure.
Yeah,
day one was just unfortunate. I just couldn't keep them hooked. It was one of them days I hadn't had in a long, long time, but just unfortunate.
But man, did you catch him? Did you catch him? Hey, now before we get going here, now Ryan Popcorn Whitaker, my co-host here. You guys heard of that guy Ronnie Moore before? You boys heard of him? He works for the Bassin Masters. Now, we probe him often, and we probe him hard. And when we probe him...
For information.
Yeah, for information. And we get stats. Yes, we get stats. Not like an alien would probe him, but...
No.
But like for stats. So when Ryan probed him, he found out some very interesting stats about the three of you Bassmaster Elite Series rookies. Now, Ryan, who do you want to start with?
I was going to ask you. Who do you think?
Well, you went through all the hard work of probing Ronnie, so you go. You choose.
How about we let the anglers? How about we let the rookies? Rookie.
Okay, whose stats do you want to hear first?
Trey's.
Okay, Trey the champion. That's proper.
That's dangerous. All right.
All right.
All right, we'll do that. All right, Trey, you have had a long 11 tournament career so far.
11 whole derbs. Yes, sir. And you're bass.
It's almost equivalent to his age.
He qualified in 1 year, 23 opens.
Yeah, way
and back. Then he got these two derbs under his belt. You know, yeah. 11 events. Yes, Trey. Right. Yes.
11 tournaments, Trey. You've got a win. We're talking about it. We all know about that, Lake Fork, last week. 5 top 10s out of those 11 tournaments. And you have caught 541 pounds of bass in those 11. You've won $195,690.
All right, slow down a minute. So he's caught in 11 tournaments. How many pounds of bass?
541.
541 pounds of bass in 11 tournaments. Yeah. And how much money's he won?
132 of those were in one tournament.
Okay.
How much money? He's won $195,690
out of 11 derps. Yeah,
out of 11 derps.
11 derps, not two shabs.
Crazy,
not two shabs.
So what we took a little further is what that comes out to is every pound of bass you're catching is worth $361.
11 tournaments.
We're talking like deadliest catch right now.
That's right. Each one, I mean, that's better than high grade sushi, bud. That's the deal. 361 pounds or dollars each pound.
Yeah. I don't want to pad your ego too much here, but that is one of the highest numbers.
He's doing
11 tournaments.
It's only one. Yeah. Larry Nixon,
which
was
is giving you a huge boost, but that is insane. 361 a pound.
Yikes. Mean,
that's crazy.
You want to do math on a 6-pounder, but I mean, that's a lot of money per 6-pounder.
All right. I want to. Okay. So let me hear Bobby G's.
Well, hang on. Well,
you got more. But wait, there's more. There's more.
So every tournament you're fishing, out of these 11 tournaments, you're averaging $17,790 per tournament.
Oh, come on. Ray McKinney, you are a derber. Crazy. Super derber. He does not. He has robot blood.
He's
a robot. He's got robot blood.
He's got robot. I thought that that Fujita was a robot, but it's really Trey.
Yeah, Trey's middle name is Skynet.
Trey.
What's his middle name, Bobby?
Skynet.
That's amazing. Bobby G's got the same, like, Bobby G's another prodigy, just so in case you're unaware. And he came in 23, okay, qualified for this little deal called the Bassmaster Elite Series. You know what I mean? Come in fourth place in my first derp ever. And Bobby's been in 11 tournaments too. I know that for a fact.
I read
his file. So right, when you pro Bronny, what do you have for Bobby G?
So there's going to be a glaring number that shows how much a win matters here. I'm just going to preface.
I got you. And Bobby had a tough one at he got forked at Fork. So we know that.
Still 11 derbies. Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind.
11 tournaments. So in 11 tournaments, you got 3 top 10s. And then we just talked about the fourth you had. Awesome. Those are good numbers. 406 pounds of bass.
Oh, that's not bad.
And you've earned $58,090.
Not too shabby, though, for 11 thirds.
Not bad at all.
Come on. Come on. Trey's just an anomaly.
Now, you got to remember, Bobby G, if you had won one.
Yeah, exactly. And Trey's a robot and you're an
average. Yeah, I mean, what's going on here? 11 tournaments, you haven't won one yet? Let's get to it. You know?
Come on. Get the stepping.
I'm kidding. No,
where's he at?
Three top 10. So you are at $143 a pound, which is still.
Hey, that's pretty dang good for a rookie with two real elite series tournaments and then 9 opens.
That's almost a $700 five pounder.
Yeah, you could still go to Arby's and Long John Silver's and still have a little bit of money in your pocket. You know what I mean? That's not bad.
And you're earning $5,280 per tournament on average.
Okay. We're going to take that too. $5,000 a derp. We're going to take it, Bobby. Now look at this. I know I read Kyle's file as well.
Yep.
And he took 3 years in the opens, get qualified in 23, capped it with a W, Lake of the Ozarks. I know that. A major accomplishment.
2023.
Yes.
And co-angler. That's the other thing. They don't separate those stats.
Okay. Yeah. And these also have your Susquehanna Bass Angler Association Club tournament stats in it too.
Right? You dig deep, bud.
Yeah, when you were in Susquehanna Bassmasters when you were 11, these stats are in here too. Let's keep that in mind. Right. But that's the handicap because Trey's only 19, so he's not far away from those Susquehanna stats.
Right.
Lunchtime jackpot derby.
Yeah, stats. Those count. All in there. So this is all Kyle's stats combined together. What do you got for Kyle Patrick?
29 tournaments.
Okay.
One win again, Lake of the Ozarks 2023. 3 top 10s, 768 pounds of bass, and you've earned $112,150.
Oh,
so this is good. I mean, 29 tournaments. A lot of these are opens. Most of these are opens, correct?
Yeah,
100%, except 2 of them.
Yeah.
Exactly. All but 2, ironically.
Yeah, and obviously, crazy different pay scale. So what that comes out to is $146 a pound.
That's pretty dang good. Kyle Patrick, that's pretty dang good. I like it. You're a heck of a derber.
$3,867 a tournament.
Okay.
It all opens in the co-angler things.
Very good average. Trey, does that meet your approval as super bassing?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's good. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All kinds of internet knuckles going on right now.
I'll tell you this. Either one of you guys get a win also, and your numbers will be very, I mean, almost identical, maybe a little better.
Phenomenal. Yep. Phenomenal. All right. Well, that's that. Now we're going to get to know you guys a little bit. Let's talk a little bit of bassin psyche. Now, you know, let's dig here a little bit. I got to ask Bobby G this. All right. Now, Bobby, you got to tell me, and this is the first memory that pops to your mind, your fondest bass fishing memory. What's that memory? Come on.
So one of my just all-time favorite memories is I was like 6 years old with my grandpa on a little lake in North Carolina, and we were crappie and shell cracker fishing, right?
Okay.
With just night crawlers and crickets.
I gotcha.
So I hooked one out of a treetop. It was a bluegill. And I'm not lying, a 9-pounder came up out of the treetop and smoked this bluegill, and I got it in on a Zebco 33.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what just...
that's burned bass, in your brain, isn't
the
it?
The bass from there were the coolest creatures of all time. And I mean, I've been obsessed since.
It just kept it going, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got it in.
It kept it going. Hey, Trey, who's your bass fishing hero?
Oh, I don't. That's a hard one. You know. Wow. You know, I do watch a lot of bass fishing. Not as much as I should, but I just kind of like how Brandon Ponick presents himself. I really liked him. I went actually qualified for a big bass bash, and it went up to Idaho. And this is when I was a lot younger. Probably I want to say 14 or 15. One of the two, and actually Brandon was there at the weigh-in, and I just kind of got talking to him, and he took the time out to, you know, kind of really just kind of talk to me, get to know me, and it was really cool. So I've always kind of looked up to all his content, how it is and everything else like that, how he stands
Brandon
for.
Brandon Palahniuk, the prodigy. Yeah. How ironic. We thought he was a robot too when he first came onto the scene. Hey, Kyle Patrick, what's your favorite part about the Bassmaster Elite so far?
Oh, man, I just love bassing so much. Like,
I can tell that about you,
dude.
Actually,
everything about it, all the dynamics that go on, you know, like, you know, you got Pat Renwick sneaking in your boat and asking you a bunch of questions before you hop on stage, like all the just action. It's constant, just beep, beep, beep. You know what I mean? It's just like wavelengths, you know, like
electric.
Like
yes,
just everything's going on, and it's all about bass, and it's just great. That I just love the energy, the excitement. It's just it everyone there loves bass fishing, and there's so many activities, you know, like Step Brothers, there's so many activities, like
yes, so room. We got to make more room too.
There's more room for activities. Yes. You know, we got bunk beds, and it's just awesome. That's what I like.
And speaking of activities, like I think that you guys came in at an amazing time. Look at Trey over there. I think you guys came in at an amazing time of bass fishing here, because first stop, Manny, Louisiana, Toledo Bend. That crowd was insane.
Oh, that
I
was
mean,
awesome.
They were mad. Okay. Mad wild is what I mean. And then we go over to Tejas, and everybody knows everything's bigger in Tejas. And here we are at the Lake Fork, and everybody's just like, pew, 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 pew. You know, I mean, guns a-blazing. That everybody wild. The energy was the energy almost matched Kyle Patrick's, Bobby G. It was almost as much energy, Trey McKinney.
Almost
as Kyle Patrick's energy.
Almost.
Yeah. Trey, what do you think the secret to Kyle's energy is?
You know, Dexatrim?
Hey, Trey, before you Truck answer, stops. Before you answer, just know that you can't offend me. So whatever you're going to say,
he's from the East Coast.
I don't want any, you know, scripted answer. I want you to tell Pat exactly why you think. I want the exact answer, no filter. Go.
Wow. Get it, Trey. Okay. You know, why you got so much energy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I just Thanks. Know I need some of it if it is legal. You know, that's my goal. If I could have that much energy when I wake up, I am not a morning person. Like, I'm about grouchy, I'm slow, and it takes me a while. So if I can figure that out, I'm 100% with whatever he's got.
I can vouch for you, Kyle. I spent some time with him. He's not on dope, but he is on 11 all the time. You know what I mean? Not 10, Bobby G. He's on 11.
That's for sure.
Dude, you know what's funny too, Pat, is
yeah.
that's when I'm doing something that I don't want to do or I'm not excited about something, it's clear. Like, I love this sport so much. That's a lot of where my energy comes from, right? It's passion. That's where my energy comes from. And if I'm not passionate about something, it's clear. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? But the fact that I get to do officially work, like work, my job is to do something I'm passionate about. That's where my energy comes from. And that's the key to life, in my opinion. Not to be too cliche. I'm just saying.
You're right, though. You're right.
In all seriousness, though, I mean, I've met a lot of very passionate anglers that have overslept.
Like Aaron Martin.
Just take off.
Like Aaron, yeah. We Gary had to wake Aaron up more than one time, and then Trip comes knocking. Yeah. But that's.
I mean, who liked bass fishing more?
Yeah, than Aaron Martin.
Right.
Not just that. You got but, something.
Dude, I believe me, that is clear and present that your passion for bass fishing is the source of your energy. I saw when you got off stage on that Sunday at Lake Fork and Mercer just presented you with the Century Belt deal. And it was the final day there Sunday and you came off stage. You were so pumped up, Kyle. It was like you were like basically like you just got off stage at a rock show.
I needed oxygen.
Like it just came out of a cold plunge.
Yeah.
I needed oxygen, Pat.
It was awesome. And I got to tell you, I saw that same excitement at Toledo Bend in Bobby G. And of course, I was right there on the side of the stage when Trey was lifting that trophy. Now I got to tell you, Trey, I was right there and I had your back. I was about to hop up on the stage and grab that trophy. If it was going, you were tipping a little at first.
Yeah, it was. So I need to go to the gym because I got it up there and this is what I imagined in my head. I was going to be like this. And then all of a sudden I'm just going to go like straight back and just like straight back flop. So at least I didn't do that. So we're good.
No, you didn't. You did it, and you did pick the whole deal up. And in Bassin, we call that the Takahiro. And when you struggle a little with it, it's called the Takahiro. After Takahiro Amori, look up that classic win.
Of course.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty crazy, man. That it's a crazy time in bass fishing right now. I mean, you got people that are loving bassing. And you got people that are just flat out hating bassing.
They're pretending to hate bass.
They're pretending to hate bass fishing. You're right, Ryan. Yeah. You're right. Now, so I'm going to ask you, Trey, and I want all you guys to kind of chime in on this. Does it make you mad when people try and discredit the accomplishments that you've achieved because of a new technique and you mastering a technique? And I'm calling it a technique. I'm not calling it electronics, and we'll talk about this in a minute. But especially Trey McKinney, I hear people say, yeah, he won 19 years old, the youngest, but put an asterisk by that. Why? He's not on dope. He's not breaking rules. Like, why are we? Are you on steroids, Trey? I don't think you are because you didn't quite get that.
Yeah, you don't look like you're on steroids.
Which way's the weight room, Trey? Which way's the beach? No, but I don't. Yeah. But I mean, tell me how you feel about that. Trey McKinney, somebody says, yeah, but there should be an asterisk by his name. Do you want to punch him? How do you feel?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I really don't. I use it as fuel. I mean, it really doesn't bother me at all. I kind of actually, You know, honestly, it's not that I do like it, but it kind of is. I kind of do like it, honestly, because it kind of gives me more fuel to go out there and master that technique, you know, more or less. I mean, it's kind of unreal where it's been and where it's going right now. But for me, I've been really lucky on my social media. I have a lot of guys that had defended me, and I'm not responding to anybody. So if somebody thinks they're going to get a rise out of me off a bad comment, they're wrong. I don't feel the effort to do it. So I just use it as fuel. And I hate for their day to be messed up where they have to, you know, maybe they're just having a bad day and they want to comment and make somebody feel bad just like them or something like that. I don't really know. That's up to them. But I kind of use it as fuel, to be honest with you. It just kind of keeps me, it wants me to make me go harder. And I know where I came from. I know that I love fishing shallow. And, you know, that's just kind of me. I love going up there with a big heavy rod and being able to catch them shallow. So, and that's what don't bother me. People that don't have to pay attention and don't really know where I come from, you know, that's not on me. I just keep using it as fuel. It don't bother me a bit.
Okay.
Great answer. Good answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know who else had doubters? Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Tom Brady. Walter Payton.
Exactly. Hey, Kyle, I know you got that East Coast blood running through your veins there, and you might be a little hot headed at times. And I don't know. It goes with East Coasters. Not trying to stereotype, but does it make you mad when you hear some of that going down?
You know, it's interesting. I think that people right now are trying to cope with the change because. To what you started with was you said, you know, people are hating Bassin. I think everyone that's tuning in is loving Bassin, right? Whether that be from back in the day when they, you know, they went to flipping. I'm sure we'll get into that later based on our prior conversation. and, you know, wherever they came from, they all love bass. I think certain people have in their mind, right? Like we all do. What is bass fishing, right? What is it? And they have an answer right off the bat. And they have a thought process. When I'm in the backwater and I'm throwing a frog and a frog blows up on my fish blows up on my frog in a mat, right? That's Bassin, right? And then someone else may think, okay, you know, it's out when I'm, you know, drifting on the St. Lawrence River with a drop shot. So everyone has this ideology of what bass fishing is. And I think that's where the disconnect is because certain people are like, this is how bass fishing should be. And then other people are like, well, this is how it should be. And that's what we're arguing about is how should bass fishing be? But we all know that you can catch bass in a sewer drain. You can catch bass in 100 foot of water. You can catch bass under a dock, under a mat. There's so many ways you can catch bass. Why are we arguing about it? Right? Like it's bass fishing. We're all just trying to catch a bass. You know, and I am confident that Trey, Bobby G, and myself can catch bass pretty much any darn way that you wanted us to and compete. Now,
I like it. Okay.
That would be my answer. I didn't know if that answered your question. That was just sort of, you know.
No, I like the emotion, and I like that you spoke what was on your brain. Now, Bobby, you're very laid back. You got that Tennessee charm. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Now, what do you think about it? I watched you, and you're damn good on that periscope out there, bud. I mean, you are a hell of a periscoper. And what do you think about people that are like, yeah, it's the only reason Bobby G got that fourth place because he can periscope. What do you think about that?
It doesn't bother me at all. I just use it as a fact checker. I go through my progressions at a tournament, and it answers my questions that are going through my head where I'm trying to fish at, and I just use it as a tool. I mean, I love fishing shallow, but when the fish aren't up on the bank shallow, I'm gonna go offshore and use live scope and side scan to try to catch bass. So it doesn't bother me at all. People complaining about catching them on live scope because it's just a tool, and that's where the fish were that week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like to catch bass, so I'm going to do what I feel like is best that week to catch the most bass I can and the biggest ones I can. So it don't bother me at all.
Excellent. Now, Trey, I know that you've studied Bassin in your short career. All right. You've studied Bassin and you've heard people say, control the uncontrollable variables. Or control the variables you can, because you can't control the uncontrollable variables.
Control the controllables.
Control the controllables and do your best to make sure that the uncontrollable variables don't kick you in the butt. Right?
Right. Yep.
Isn't that the deal? So here's what we have now in professional bass fishing. You have a controllable, uncontrollable variable. Does that make sense, Trey? Listen. Live scope is an uncontrollable variable. Here it came. There's a lot of anglers that have to deal with it now. And I say deal with it, I mean a lot of people don't want to use it, but they feel they have to deal with it, right? So that's an uncontrollable variable. It came into play.
Yeah.
But now, as a professional bass angler, they have the opportunity to control this uncontrollable variable, which means get good at what we have now in Bassin, right? A new technique. Is this not a new technique, boys?
It is.
It's a brand new technique. It's not just electronics, right, Ryan?
I mean, that's what I've been saying. I don't feel that it's, I feel a reason that there's so much more talk about this. Whereas, you know, I remember when Side Imaging came out and all that stuff, and I remember a little chatter. We didn't have social media then, but I don't remember people being mad about it. But I think the reason is because this is not, you know, I hear a lot of people saying it's just another tool, and I agree with that sometimes, but then I think about it and I think it's kind of a technique rather than a tool. Like,
it is.
Guys are like, you scoping or fishing? People say that at boat ramps. Nobody says you side scanning or fishing unless it's practice. But in the tournament, it's like you're scoping or you're fishing.
Yeah, right? But Ryan, to jump off that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I threw a worm, a wacky worm, in 5 foot of water with my using my periscope basically to see the you got me on a,
sorry.
All these good terminologies, yeah. Man. Using my periscope to find the general area I wanted to fish, not necessarily, you know, I would target individual fish sometimes, right, at in Texas, but you know, I was in 4 feet. Trey was fishing docks and offshore. Rob G was throwing a minnow here and there, right? Like, you can do so many. Tyler Williams throwing a jig,
yeah,
deep. Like,
what was Bobby G though?
So right, and so is that considered a technique when you can? I guess it would be the same as, you know, throwing a jig. You could throw it so many different ways.
I get you. That's a strong point. I think that at times it's a technique. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's technique when derived off of this.
Targeting the
right. That's it.
Fish. That's like the that's what I'm referring to. Because I've had it on my boat for a few years and I use it too, the same way you're talking about. Use it to find structure. Every once in a while, target an individual fish. When it's specifically nomadic fish in the, you know, basin of the lake or whatever.
Popping like, a minnow on their head.
Yeah.
Running around and looking for five bigs.
Right? I have fun using it. I don't know. I go back and forth every 3 hours on it for the last 6 months. You know, I like it. And then I'm like, I want to throw a frog, whatever. But
what's up, Trey?
It's kind of like what he was saying is you can use it so many days. So on scope, I use it more. Like, of course, I go out there, do all the, you know, minnow shake here, minnow shake there. And I can catch them like that. But a lot of times it's to find the structure. And when here's your deal. You don't want to go in a pocket, make 100 casts. Don't know what you're casting at, but you're casting. Hopefully they're there. Or I can make 80 casts, hit every piece of structure and hit every high percentage area and be dumped. You know, hit more. You know, I can make less casts, hit more than what I could without it. You know, that's kind of a big key for me is sure. I can cover so much more water on a high precision aspect of it. Because every cast, I mean, I can literally sit there, scan, oh, bam, cast. Or I'm looking, okay, you got 8 different trees that's all like this, and you got the 9th tree that's like this. You know, that's your high percentage area. So, I mean, there's so many different ways that you can explain it. But for me, fishing shallow, because that last day, that's what I've done. Kind of like what Kyle was saying is I was finding the high percentage areas on the shallow part of it. And then I can relate and fish that one area instead of throwing my wacky rig in a 360 degree angle. And hopefully when it comes across one, but I have this little area that I know there's a few fish coming in and out of the screen. There's a stump. There's maybe a little bit of grass. And I know that's a high percentage area. So for me, fishing shallow even, it's a really big thing because every time I cast, my bait's going to be in a high percentage area. So that's a big thing as well.
So you would say it enhances your efficiency on the water?
Oh, yes. 100%.
Absolutely. It's an efficiency tool for sure.
Yes. But
like from the spawn to the fall, it's an efficiency tool to try to help you make a high percentage cast at a specific structure or something like that. But then in the fall, when the fish start coming up, blowing up on bait, you know what I mean? They're schooling up, chasing bait. And then once the winter time rolls around, those fish that are on those shallow points or out in the middle of the pocket blowing up on bait, they just lower down in the water column a little bit and start swimming around following the bait. And that's basically where the minnow shaking comes in. And that's wintertime deal.
Right. That's the technique we're referring to.
Right, right.
100%. Chasing the pelagic apexes of the species and bopping them on the head with a minnow.
And I just want to clarify that that's not me sending like my strong opinion about it. I think I'm just trying to figure out why people are so mad about it.
Right.
Yeah. Wait a second. There's all kinds of hate mail coming in right now for Popcorn Whitaker.
I don't care.
Here's the other deal. Here's the flip side that we don't talk about a lot too, Pat and Ryan and Trey and Bobby G. There are a lot of tournaments where either the water, the thermocline is high, so live scope isn't necessarily as much of a factor, or the fish are so hugged down in the grass that live scope isn't a factor, or a lot of the fish are on the bank and live scope isn't a factor. There are tournaments, quite a few, where live scope isn't as much of a factor as the past two. You know,
right?
We start off the year of the Elite Series, and we go to Texas in, I don't want to say winter time pattern, but, you know, we're close to the spawn, but a lot of them are still in a winter time deal, right?
Sure. So
obviously, scope is going to prevail. Right. That is just how that derby, those two derbies set up. Like, that's just how it goes. Right. You're going to see it when we go to Florida, St. John's River. Yeah, you can periscope, but it's not going to be as dominant. So there's a lot that, you know, there's a lot of, and Trey, I'm sorry that you have to take the brunt of live scoping or forward facing sonar. You know, you're taking the heat, but you know, they don't realize where, like, it's a nine
event, two down, seven left.
Yeah. Season where there's a lot of variables where, and you know, there's a lot of times where scope may not factor in. So that's what the audience, the straight cast audience, I'm sure, because there are a lot of proper bass, and then they realize, you know.
I have one more question on this and then I'm done.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is a question. I mean, I just want to ask you three guys, because I think you would know the best. You said earlier that everybody's got their definition of bass fishing or tournament bass fishing. My definition would be it's fishing built on a pattern throughout a few days. So essentially, pattern fishing is what I consider to be
what you grew up on.
Bass fishing, tournament bass fishing. Do you guys think that forward-facing sonar affects pattern fishing in a negative way or a positive way?
I think you'll get beat sometimes. That's what I feel like. I feel like
pattern fishing, you're saying, we'll get beat.
Yeah. I feel like on the right place,
you'll get
beat. So that's one for negative sometimes.
Wait, so if you so the pattern fisherman can beat the forward facing fisherman, or vice versa? What are you saying, Trey?
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like there's going to be some key fisheries, okay? There's going to be some fisheries, not all fisheries. Like, a lot of fisheries, pattern's going to win, because when you're running down the lake, you have a lot more places that's like, okay, transition right here, rock transition. This bluff is coming out here. Like something like that is real easy noticeable. I can hit so many places like that. And I love pattern fishing. But some lakes, if somebody gets in the right area, that's kind of an upsetting factor, is sometimes you will get beat on that with active target or live scope. But, and a lot of times when you have a good solid pattern, it's going to hold. But some guys, when they do get beat by a scope, I feel like that's what starts a lot of chatter as well.
So I guess what I'm actually asking here, though, is does live scope or FFS help tournament fishing or hurt or pattern fishing or hurt pattern fishing? Like, does it enhance it? Like you said, it enhances your efficiency on the water. So could it kill a pattern is what I'm asking, like in a specific event? Is that going to kill any kind of pattern fishing where you just sit on one spot? Or will it help you pattern fish?
I think it'll help.
Yeah, for sure.
I think both, right? Like what Trey was alluding to there. Like, for example, I mean, live scope enhances patterns. That's just a fact, right? Because if you figure out, okay, this certain, you know, it needs this certain, you know, like bluff wall or transition or ditch or drain, you can then run those patterns throughout the lake a whole lot more efficiently with a forward-facing sonar, right? So it helps in that sense. What Trey's saying, it can hurt sometimes because say someone finds an unbelievable pattern like punching mats, right, in Florida. Well, someone could go in, let's just say for, you know, old time's sake, or a month ago, the rim ditch canal. And, and look, can I just, but there's no shade being thrown. Zero. I'm just using it as an example.
Sure. Oh, we got you.
Like they can go out there and throw a minnow and scope pelagic fish out there and win. That is possible, right? It didn't happen, but I'm just saying there were a lot of the guys in the top 10 doing that. But that's a pattern, right? That to me is a pattern. It's broadening our patterns of bass fishing, in my opinion. But in your term, in your definition, Ryan, I'm not throwing blame, but like in your definition, it could hurt the you know, an old school pattern, a traditional pattern, because you know, you're adding a couple more patterns that are new and kind of unused, untouched, and someone can go do that and blow away a field.
Right. Yeah. This might be the root of what, you know, some people are angry about.
Yes. That is exactly it.
But it seems bottom line that the deal enhances.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's a lot of times on these older lakes, okay, you have this old time hammer, absolutely smokes him. This guy is him, and he's run the same pattern that's kind of a secret for years and years and years, and just winning. And all of a sudden, one day, you know, you have a younger guy that comes out and scopes, or an older guy, something like that, and
little it's able to
more often. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like is what's causing a lot of the older people to kind of be mad about it.
And then the next day, he's on Facebook complaining about it. Yeah.
Well, it's we had this discussion as well too, and it has to do with our male brains. Okay. Because first off, like we're not programmed for all this if you're of a certain age. And that's why a lot of you youngsters may have an advantage. Your brains are still like sponges. And I say that in the most complimenting way. Once you get to about 40 years old, and I can speak with experience, you're set in your ways and you don't want to deal with anybody else's bullshit. Okay. So it's harder to learn a technique, whether it's drop shotting or whether it's tying knots or whether it's learning forward facing sonar. Because as males, we were in the Cro-Magnon days, we were supposed to be dead at 40. You understand? So we're not supposed to understand these things, right? Okay. So I think a lot of it comes from that too. And I got to tell you, I don't have a forward facing sonar, guys. I'm a river rat and I fish. I'm sure it would help me, but I just don't have one.
You got backward facing.
Yeah, I got a periscope and a backward facing sonar. and my hot returns are all coming from the ladies at the pub. You know what I mean? So those are my hot returns.
That's still proper.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So but I mean the deal is, man, I started thinking about hot returns. I got thrown off. I'm not gonna kid you, Trey. I started thinking about that.
You're talking about sponges.
Yeah. So basically, seriously, I gotta tell you, I can't tell you out loud what I was just thinking. But I think that's what happens to a lot of the older anglers on tour.
Yeah,
is they just don't want to have the capacity to learn it. If then when they do, it's going to take extra.
Sure,
I don't know.
It's true.
But these damn kids are good at video games. You know what I mean? Dadgummit. Them video gaming kids are out there on the bleep, 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 hot screen, dot, dot, boom, 130 pounds, 15 ounces. Gosh, dang it.
Can't even find the on button.
Oh, dang, my pattern screwed.
Sorry. Yeah.
Just went off on a tangent.
There's a lot of that.
Bobby G, do you do impersonations of anybody?
A little bit. A little bit.
Give me an impersonation, just of anything. Uh-oh. Let's break. That's enough of this bullshit. Let's just play around. Wait, Bobby G, give me an impersonation.
Put me on the spot.
Yeah, of course I do. It's a straight cast. Now
I heard you doing something from Sandlot.
Yeah, we're getting code, I think. We're going to the nitty gritty now. All right.
Let's think.
Kyle Patrick, give me like, you can go back to him. Give me an impersonation.
Me?
Yeah, of anybody. We'll go back.
I got to do my buddy Cooper Gallant. He's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes, Bob. That's a freaking rocket, huh? You know? Holy smokes. Pat, you see that rocket? Holy.
That's a beauty. He says that.
Holy smokes. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's just big, Bob.
Trey, give me an impersonation.
What program are you on?
I'm going to stay out of this one, dude. I would love to join this, Bob. I think I'm gonna watch Robert on this next little thing.
Oh, okay. Come on, give me a Bill Dance impersonation, Trey. Give me a Bill Dance impersonation. Just say hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. You can do it.
No, I'll be honest with you. I honestly didn't watch it. That's kind of sad. But
no, it's okay. You just have to say hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. That's all you have to do. You could do it.
Golly, son.
Okay, that was pretty good. That was Roland Martin. Good job on your Roland Martin impersonation.
There we go. Save the day.
You kind of nailed that one.
That's good.
Bobby G, back to you.
I know Trey's weakness now.
Oh yeah.
So
one of my all time
favorite clips of any Bassmaster video was when Randall Tharp and Matt Herron got into it at Northfield.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I always used to say that, like, just on the lake, because I've watched that video so many times. Matt Herron was like, I'm going to have to catch a big one, or I ain't got a prayer. And then he jacks that one big one right in front of Tharp, and he's like,
yes.
That's what you get right there. He's in the box.
Yeah.
He's in the box.
In the box. You're the one that started the crap.
You're the one that started the crap.
That's right. Bobby G loves bass.
My favorite part about that one is
you wanted to be Randall. A party.
Randall called Matt, I think shooter. He called him shooter and
like, come on now, shooter.
He called him shooter and hammer within like 20 seconds.
Yeah,
that's one of the all time my favorite clips.
That's a classic clip. I'm gonna watch that.
It really is. It's
been the one that started the crap.
Oh,
that's pretty outstanding. Hey, Trey, I'm gonna keep putting you on the spot here, so you better get ready to answer one of these because you can't just keep backing out. Okay, you're a Bassmaster Classic champion. You know the mathematics of the game. You know the logistics. You know the mechanics. You know the sport. So you got to get ready to doing stupid talk shows like this. You know what I mean? it's one of the deals. All right. So Trey, you ready? I need you to make up a song title about your life and then sing me a line from it. So what's the all that, Trey?
That's worse.
All that and each
bowing out.
Come on, you're a blue seat. You won old blue. You gotta do some of this these ridiculously dumb hard questions. So come on, make up a song title about your life so far at these 19 years.
Look at how uncomfortable Trey is.
I know, yeah, I love it. Sing me a line. People on the podcast tomorrow will know. I wish you could see. You're like a tomato. You're like what Matt Robertson would call a mater. You're like a red mater right now.
That's so Kentucky. Really mater, tater.
Yeah, I'm good on anything else, but like this, the silly stuff is what gets me because I'm not okay. Good at this side of stuff. But
well, who's it? Who's all right? Keep going. I'm gonna let you go. Think about it. Control the variable.
I'm trying to think of like a good catchy. You know, it's got to be catchy, yeah. And it's got to be modern. So okay. I'm gonna think. God, I don't know, dude. It's so hard. Yeah. Like, you don't want to sound like...
All right, I'm going to give you the title. I'm going to give you the title, but you got to sing me the line.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough.
Okay. The title of the song is Facing Forward. Yes.
Here's the deal.
And now you got to sing me a line to your new the story of your life's Facing Forward. Because that's positive. Facing Forward is positive.
Yeah. Facing forward. So what about more like, I'll talk the line.
You could rap it too.
Oh, yeah. Rap it. I'd be like,
hiccup.
What about something like, the past is a past. We keep on looking forward. Like maybe something like that.
I like it. The past is the past. And we'll keep on looking forward. Facing forward. Yeah, America. That was a good song, Trey.
Okay. See, hey, we're getting there. I'm warming up. All right. I'm
so you're good, dude. You're getting good.
You got to keep the pressure on him, man.
Yeah. We're gonna get him. Hey, Bobby G, come on, give me a song. What's your song, bud?
I kind of like my walkout song I have right now on the Elite. It's called "The Way I Live" by Baby Boy to Prince, and I feel like just bathing is the way I live. That's all I do. That's all I think about.
Yeah. Trey, we were talking about that Klun total immersion and creative visualization. Mm-hmm. Bobby G lives that for real. All he does,
he's just
bass fishes. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. That's all he does. That's all he knows.
Bassing is the way I live.
And so does Cooper Gallant. Yeah. If Coop, like, you know, Bobby G, I know you got some decent grades and stuff, even though you did miss your, graduation day in order to go fish the Derb. What was it?
Yeah, on Wheeler.
Wheeler. Yeah, I knew it was Alabama. Really? Yeah, but he's like, graduation from University of Tennessee. Nah, EQ Derb. Yeah. Yeah. That's what he did, Trey.
I love it.
You're a bassin' man.
Yeah, my mom wasn't too happy about that.
Hey, but it served its purpose, didn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I got a check.
Plan comes together.
A top 20 in an open. You got to get checked.
Made the elites. Hey, go ahead, Trey.
I said bass fishing is almost like he just said, like more of an addiction. You know, I guess we are basically professional gamblers. We don't know when to stop, whether we're ahead or behind. So, yeah, that's the outlook on fishing on the bass side, but – you know, we all love it. You know, we might be a little addicted to it. Might cause some problems in the long run, but hey, we're all
100%.
Good.
100%. But
Trey, you're ahead right now.
Yeah, you're doing good. You're at like 7 million a derp.
You think we should just quit? You think we should just walk out?
You should retire. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Trey McKinney. It's been amazing. Two tournaments. I got to go. Peace. Drop the mic.
Yeah. Done.
And you're out.
I say roll again.
Yeah.
Hey, Kay Pizzle. I mean, I know you got an anthem.
An anthem? Like, you want me to make one up, or?
Yeah, this is, Bobby G, I let him go by saying, my walkout song, or, you know, I let you go. I let you slide on that, Bobby, after I was so hard on Trey. But here's the deal. It's got to be a song title you make up, and you are either singing me or rapping me a line.
All right.
Kyle Patrick.
Jacked up and ready to go. That's going to be my title. I could be a song title.
Yeah, I think, but it is now for sure. Yeah. Jacked up and ready to go by Kyle Patrick.
Oh, how am I going to do it? Am I going to sing it like
screamo?
Like, Oh, I'm jacked up and ready to go. Jacked up and ready to go. But I'm jacked up and ready to go. We're jacked up and ready to go today.
Hey, kind of nailed it right there.
Yeah, that was pretty good, right?
Gosh, dang, that was amazing. We should see if Billy Strings will put music to that.
He could do that.
That would be amazing.
Kyle, I feel like you need to do a Ric Flair woo at the end on that one.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, Trey, if you had a chance to meet Ray Scott and ask him a question. You know who Ray Scott is, right?
Not really.
Okay. No. Oh, boy. Ray Scott is the founder of Bass. BASS.
He started that game.
Do not ever say that.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry I confused him.
Whoops.
Ray Scott, the founder of Bass. If you had a chance to ask him a question, Bassmaster Elite Series winner Trey McKinney,
he would say, "Who are you?"
He would ask, "What the hell are you doing?"
No, I will say this is a really bad problem I have. So, like, I don't watch a lot of bass fishing, which I really should. Okay, so,
okay.
Like,
we need you to study the history.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but keep going. What would you ask him?
You know, I would. What would I ask him? You know, I would ask him. I'm not more or less asking, but I would just kind of like thank him, you know, for being able to come up with the idea of bringing it to what it has been, you know, a league that can start from the bottom and work its way to the top and give everybody like a glimpse of, you know, the top level. And there's so many different levels you can make it to get there. It's a pretty cool aspect. You know, you start at juniors, you got high school, college, and then the opens and then the elites. You know, it gives somebody a goal to work up to every time they jump a level.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities.
Good save.
Yeah, that was a great save.
Yeah,
and sorry I threw you for a loop there.
No, right? You're all good. I know
a
little bit more of my history, but we're
busting your chops, Bobby G. What would you say to Mr. Scott?
I'd probably ask him what his like vision for the future would be. was back then, like, was he trying to make it to be like the NFL that big or what it is today? Like, what's your vision for this, like the end goal?
How big?
Yeah,
you want bass fishing to be. Okay, I like it. Kyle, how about you? What would you ask Ray Scott?
Yeah, it's a good I had some time. I didn't even think about it. I wouldn't necessarily ask him a question, you know.
Okay.
I would want to sit down and have a supernatural flowing conversation with him because I think it would just come out. Like, I just want to interact with him. I couldn't pinpoint exactly what to ask him because there'd be so much going through my mind, right? Because, you know, from Trey to Rick Klun right now, we have a huge just – you know, gap of anglers, all ages, all love the sport. So there's so much history that he created. It would be a hard thing to just pin it down to one question. So I would want like 45 minutes plus with the guy just talk.
Just a powwow and sit down.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to keep picking on Trey. All right.
Going off on my energy at first, but I think he would appreciate the passion, you know?
I got people sending questions in for Trey now. We're going to keep picking on you, Trey.
No history.
Yeah,
I was homeschooled.
Yeah, everybody's, I'm getting there. The questions are coming in. Trey, this is from Ben Milliken. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Ben says, tell me about the variety and how many sizes of treble hook replacements you carry in your boat with you. So treble hook replacement guy.
More of a, you know, I might've had to mooch maybe a few, every size from him at the last tournament. So maybe, you know, that was my good luck, you know, maybe since I had Ben Milliken's treble hooks on It may my good luck. But no, as a professional, you should have a lot of, you know, replacements and be prepared, as my mom and dad would always say. But, you know, somehow I always somehow leave the house. And usually I'm not that guy. I'm on the fly. So
carry more treble hooks.
Yes, that's the key. If you ever think you have enough, you don't. Just keep buying more. It's a great deal. You'll use them eventually, type of thing.
Oh, well, this question is in for Bobby G. It says, Bobby G, have you ever got lucky with the ladies because of your skills at bass fishing? Lucky with the ladies because of your bassing skills. Okay. I see that grimace right there. I see him smiling.
I don't know about that. I feel like not many ladies come out to watch bass fishermen or yet. I feel like they've come to watch Trey, but not me. You know what I mean? Well, like I have seen a bunch in the stands these first two tournaments cheering for Trey, but hopefully more come for me in these coming up tournaments.
So you're hoping to get lucky because of bassing.
Yeah, something like that, I guess.
Are you up for grabs? Should we let the ladies know that Bobby G is up for grabs or what?
Oh yeah, I'm single and ready to mingle.
He's open for offers, lady. That's that's RG Fishing on Instagram. Slide in his DMs whenever next stop he's Bobby G.
Could you imagine meeting a wife on a live? Could you imagine be like, hey, I saw you? Could you imagine the story you would tell for the rest of your life? That'd be crazy.
I'm hoping
one waves from me at the dock one day. I was really hoping at the Ozarks last year at the Open. There were so many docks and girls laying out on the dock. I was hoping I could flip down a few good stretches. I could get a few numbers, but I guess.
Good what? Did you
do what?
Good stretches?
Yeah, a few good stretches of docks. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. He knows the key areas, if you know what I mean.
He knows the zones, as Jamie Bruce would say.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Kyle, you're a married man, right?
No, actually, I've been dating my girlfriend for 6 years, but
well,
yeah,
you're married.
There was a married option, and I was just like, I might as well say married.
You didn't check that box. Common law.
Yeah.
Common law married. But so you're not on Tinder. Trey, are you on Tinder? Do you got a Tinder profile, Trey?
Don't you dare lie. Don't you dare lie.
Trey.
Don't you dare lie.
Can't lie on Twitter.
Hey, whoa. Well, before we assume something, I was going to lie. I'm not.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I have tried it and downloaded it. And, you know, it just really wasn't, I don't know if I typed in my, maybe fishing wasn't the deal to get the hot chicks on Tinder, but, there really wasn't that many. So I was like, you know, maybe this ain't for me, you know, maybe my type was not on there, but you know, I could see it. Maybe if you had all the things right, I think you have to list like your things that you like and then they match you people or whatever. Yeah. I guess my things were not very interesting. So yeah.
Show them a big Western belt buckle. Yeah. Instead of a bass. You know what I mean? Yeah, big old Western belt buckle.
Bass selfies can work.
Ryan had a picture of a hammer on his Tinder profile, and he scored at the woman of his dreams.
I made a joke Tinder page a long time ago and met my fiance.
That's how he got married.
But there was a bass selfie in there, too.
Hey, you guys are amazing. And don't ever let anyone discredit your accomplishments in the sport of bass fishing. Okay. Whether it's because of, maybe someday they might ban forward facing. They might. You never know. If a state bans it, then a state bans it.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at you, Bobby G, just shaking your head. But here's the thing. Like, I've been with Bobby G. I know enough about Kyle Patrick. And Trey, you are just a bassin' prodigy. I think you boys would fare well even without the use of a forward-facing sonar. You particular gentleman right there.
I think so, too.
So never be scared to tell somebody to go F themselves, okay? Don't ever be scared to do that.
Okay.
Thank you from me. I'm from the South Side of Chicago. I know you're from Illinois too. I can tell by your Southern accent, Trey. You have a very Southern.
You know what I'm saying? Bears, Bulls, Illinois, the accents like I got. Go Bears, go Bulls, go Sox, go Cubs. And you sound just like an Illinois guy. You sound more like you're on that Kentucky border area.
Oh, yeah, son. We got 30 minutes till Kentucky Lake, so we're pretty close. 45. We'll get 45.
Trey, my grandpa Paul, God rest his soul, is the one that got me into bassing, and he fished all those lakes out by you. Crab Orchard, Wren Lake, Shelbyville. I learned how to bass fish on Lake Shelbyville. I mean,
I'm sorry. Cool.
Yeah. It's rough. It was good then when they first flooded it. It was real good.
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, honestly, that's probably one of our, you know, like BFL lakes, that's probably one of the best ones. Other than, I mean, Wren Lake's tough, but you can find them on Wren Lake. But it, probably Shelbyville is probably one of our better tournament lakes, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, in Illinois is not known for bassing, but they are now because of a kid named Trey McKinney, who happens to be the youngest bass angler to ever win a Bassmaster Elite Series trophy. Do you believe that, Bobby G? And Kyle Pizzle? You believe that?
I definitely believe it.
Unreal.
He's the real deal.
Yeah.
Nuts. Trey, aren't you also just the youngest Elite Series competitor ever as well?
Yes, sir.
By a long shot.
Nuts. Crazy.
It's one of them things where it's kind of scary at the same time because, you know, you don't want to step in over your head. Type of thing right now. So it's like I said, Florida's like a beast that I have not strangled. So it is like right now we're down here and there's just so much I have to learn that a lot of these guys have ahead of me. So that's one thing I got to somehow either spend more time or make up that gap where I can be more versatile everywhere. So that's the kind of thing I was scared about, the elites and the opens and all that, is stepping in over my head. So hopefully we can just keep up with it and keep on the learning curve where hopefully we can kind of stay up there at these different fisheries like St. John's, for instance, or Harris Chain, and be able to survive these events that, you know, I really don't know anything about, and just slowly keep learning as we go on.
Just start with the sunscreen and go from there.
Yeah, you won't get any more burn. Hey,
that's the thing. I usually get one good burn and I'm brown, you know, I'm toast. But this one, you know, this is the first time I've got burnt this year. So hopefully we'll wake up in the morning. And
you're good. That's how I do it too. Hey,
right.
Bobby and Trey, your buddy Kyle's got a big derb coming up. You hear about that?
I heard about it.
You hear about that big derb, that big club championship coming up?
Club derb.
Yeah, the big club championship coming up for Kyle. He's it's over there in Oklahoma. I think it's called Jason Christie's Lake or something. I'm not sure what the name of it is. But Trey, if you got some advice for Kyle Patrick on this major life moment that he's about to embark in, give him a little advice, Trey, about fishing in the Bassmaster
Classic. This is one thing, you know, most every tournament we're going to be fishing against each other, but this tournament, it is all you, and I can root for you. I can be on the sidelines and be like, let's go, you know? I'm like, okay, so I got you, okay? Yeah. I will be on the grace watching, and I'll be wishing you luck, buddy. I got Thanks, you this man. Tournament.
Appreciate it.
What do you got for him, Bobby G? Any words of wisdom?
Oh. Go jack them, buddy, and don't listen to the haters. Keep that live scope turned on.
Like the song says, keep facing forward.
Yeah, yeah, like that hit song. You just keep on facing forward.
If you ain't scoping, you're hoping.
Yeah. Right. Keep on facing forward, and I kicked them in the teeth. I won me a blue trophy at Lake Fork. There it is.
I was hoping for one more line, Pat. I'm not gonna lie.
And I kind of lost it and I just went in.
Yeah, he was getting warmed up and then it fell.
I charge for more lines, or I like for more lyrics. I make good money on this. Remember that. Remember that, boys. Hey, Trey, congratulations again on your amazing accomplishment. Bobby G, you buddy, in your fourth place finish at your first derb ever. And Kyle, congratulations on being a century clubber.
Thank you.
I mean,
ninth place, Lake Fork, going to the Bassmaster Classic. All of you rookies, greenhorns, are forces to be reckoned with. And we wish you luck the rest of the 2024 season, boys. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
That's the deal.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys are awesome. Hey, Bobby G, I know you had the chance to spend an entire day with me out there. What's something you learned about me from fishing with me for a day out on the lake?
I mean, you are a great good luck charm, and you just bring great vibes to the boat for
well,
sure.
Wow. Okay. Thanks.
Big fish vibes.
Okay. Yeah. I got BDE. You know that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I
do have BDE. I have bass dictated energy, 5,000,000%.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in the BBC, in the big.
There was just a calming like zen around you.
Well, thanks.
Calm me down.
Thanks. It took years to get that way. I had the energy of KG Pizzle, but I learned to contain it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, That comes with age. I think.
I've learned to contain it like a Jedi and exude it when necessary, if that makes
sense.
If that makes sense. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for hanging out. And it's been fun just clowning with you, just randomizing with you. Did you have fun, Trey?
I had fun. You know, I was a little awkward in some moments, but, you know, we
I made it that way on purpose. You do know that, right?
Yeah, I felt okay. That, and I wish I was better off. But, hey, you got me. Yeah, I like that song you come up with. Just, hey, remember, royalties are royalties. 10%.
Yeah. Spoken like a true Bassin salesman. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Trey McKinney, Bobby G, and Kyle Patrick, Bassmaster Elite Series anglers. Thanks, boys. And we go ahead and win quick again, all of you, so we get you back on this show, okay?
Sounds good.
Can you do that for us? All right. Hey, there you go. Peace, boys. I see you. You guys going to all be at the Classic anyway, though? You're going, Trey, and you're going, Bobby?
For sure. I'll be there.
I see you. We'll be hanging out, and we'll see you then, bud. Safe travels. Awesome, catch some fish. Find you a pile of them tomorrow, boys. See you guys. There it is. Hey, that was fun. That was a good time. Now we got some prizes to give away, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We got a little bit of prize packages.
What do
to go away? All right, so Ryan, refresh my memory. What do we have again? We have
tin cup.
Tin cup.
Start there. Tin cup.
The tin Waterland cup whiskey giveaway. All right, hold on. Here's the.
You need a name?
No, I got tin cup and I got Waterland.
Okay,
I got those texted to me. Ginge, can I have music? I feel musical right now. Ginge, you got any good background stuff? I'd like to sing the winners. Can I?
Go downstairs, grab your guitar. I'll play a song.
It's guitar to him, child. Ladies and gentlemen, the winners of episode.
How many episodes is this thing?
A lot of episodes of Stray Cats. And that's 9 years or something.
7, 9 years?
Keep it going, Ginge. I liked it. I was going to start. That was good. I felt like I was doing a Sunday Motorsports Speedway.
Like you were somewhere in between Lemmy and Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. Just a friend, all the friend. The winner of the Powerful Fun Box Giveaway Swag Box, man. It's coming right to your door. Because Trey McKinney won the derb on the anniversary of the Powerful Move trolling motor.
Jack.
Jack LeVentry, you are the you're the winner.
Thank you for your entry, Jack LeVentry.
Very good. Tommy arigato, Mr. Roboto. There it is. Now, the winner, our box of fun, Eric Schwager. Schwager?
Eric Schwager.
Am I saying it right?
Is there two G's or one G?
Well, it's IEGGER.
Schwager.
Eric Schwager. You won. Eric Schwager, you won. What did he just win? I forgot.
Powerful.
That was Jack LeVentry.
You said
Oh, wait. So did I screw this up? Jack LaVentry is power pole, 5 million percent. Okay. Eric Schweiger is the tin cup box.
Tin cup fun box.
And the Waterland sunglasses goes to Bill Davis. Billy Davis. William Davis.
Bobby Davis.
Bobby Davis. No, it's not Bobby Davis. It's Billy Davis. You won the Waterland sunglasses. So all you guys, direct message. Good old JR Rock and Shoal Fantasy, Stray Cast Facebook page. We're going to get you out surprised. You know what I mean. Hey, it's been a blast. We're off Wednesday. Gingy's at Gunnersville. We hope he wins that derby.
Yes.
Out there at Gunnersville. And then we're back the following week live from the Bassmaster Classic. It's going to be another Ryan Whitaker solo show. Han Solo, right? Yes. Isn't that one coming up already?
Yeah, the 20th.
Is it the 20th? It's a Ryan Whitaker, Han Solo, Lando Calrissian live at Budokan show from Oklahoma. Dave Cermak's calling. Hold on a second. Hey, Dave, we're live on the air, the Stray Cast Show. How you doing? Hey, not much, Dave. How you been?
Is that Figs?
Yeah. Hey, holy cow, Dave's buzzed, and he called my cell phone, and we answered. It's Dave Cermak. I used to fish tournaments against him, kick his ass all the time. No, that's a different Dave. Sorry, though. But thanks for tuning in, Cermak. And keep on that thing up. You're all right. Hey, that was awesome. I had my cell number. That's why I answered.
Cermak.
Dave Cermak. Yeah, he...
Like the produce.
Yeah, like a... Yeah, something. Like loaded like a freight train, flying like an airplane. So the 20th, we are back.
20th
from the Bassmaster Classic in Oklahoma from Grand Lake. We'll see what happens there. Yeah. Thank you very much. OmniaFishing.com. Check it out right now. Your chance to win $3,000 for each Elite Series derb and... Download the Omnia Premium Pro app by Pistol Pete Prespiola. Sims Fishing, you make me look damn good. At least that's what my ma said. Thanks, Sims Fishing.
Got another package from Sims.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Dr. Steve over at Bob's Jackplate, Bob's Machine Shop, and he just got back from Dubai. Yeah, there's a big boat show in Dubai. They got this new fancy boat jack plate that goes on giant yachts.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's pretty dang amazing. Impulse Lithium, get money back, not skipping a beat at the same time. ImpulseLithium.com. Power Pole, thanks for your contribution for this show from the beginning. And, of course, your prize pack tonight. Tin Cup Whiskey, the whole bunch over there. We love you. And, of course, Luke Foley, Berkeley Ebb Garcia. Wait, where's the music? Ryan, hum to me. There it is.
There it is.
Berkeley and Abu Garcia. Thank you to the whole Pure Fishing Group. Crestliner Boats, that's how I stay afloat. Waterland Sunglasses, thanks for your prize pack tonight on the like and share. And I throw shade with Waterland. And you know, I take a slice out of life every gosh dang day with White River Knives. Hey, I'm Pat Renwick. And, I bid you peace. Ryan, let's go to a gunfight with these knives while the night is still young. Let's do it. Hey, I bid you peace. Peace, I bid you. This has been an Andrew Ellenberger Ginger Ninja production. Ryan, say something clever to him. That closed the show.
Andy?
No, it says the Bass Galaxy.
Bass Galaxy.
Yeah, say something clever. That's under 7 minutes. You got 7 minutes
to fill.
Something
clever?
Yeah, 7 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
Even if... you have natural bass fishing talent. It's still better to be raw.
So Ryan's saying raw dog when you can. Hey, again, see ya. Peace.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Stray Cast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.
Peace!